you know, ask many voters to name at least a few candidates contesting local government elections in their ward. And they're unlikely to give you the answer of more than just the few faces that appear on lampposts. And while posters and some door-to-door campaigns may be a good way to get candidates to introduce themselves to voters, this approach is obviously quite limited. But there is a tool that we've been talking about recently to help voters familiarize themselves for who is vying for their votes, as well as which parties or whether they're running independently. It's a Durban-based Open Cities Lab. They're a non-profit, non-partisan organization. They've developed the My Candidate portal in the run-up to the November 1 polls. Richard Givers is the founder and director at Open Cities. Before you came along, Richard, what I had to do was I had to download the Western Cape list of candidates contesting in the local government elections, and then knowing which ward I fell under, I had to do a control F on this something like a 400-page document, and then had to go search almost manually who were the candidates contesting in my ward. And it really, really, really shouldn't be up to voters to be doing this essentially detective work, simply to find out who is contesting in their ward.
Hi, so yeah, thank you. Firstly, just hello, and thank you to you and your listeners for having me. I think you know what you're talking about is the concern that all of us have as voters, as citizens or residents within our local areas. And I think, you know, apart from, you know, having the ability or the, you know, the data to be able to download a 400-page PDF, which is, you know, probably 15 megabytes, and being able to use it on a computer, knowing what control F means, I mean, I think that, you know, what we're really passionate about is removing barriers to information so that we can make informed choices, because who represents you really counts, and your vote counts. And we hope to spark that sort of active citizenry around, like, this democratic opportunity, you know?
Where's the failure? Is the failure at the level of political parties, candidates themselves, not introducing themselves to the communities that they want to represent? Or is it a case of the IEC not making a voter-friendly portal for you to easily go and find out who is wanting your vote, not only on November 1st, but also in other elections that may come?
You know, I think that everybody has a role in democracy. And so from the candidate side, what I'm sad about, what I hope this kind of thing will do, is spark the understanding of the need that as a representative, you should be doing everything you can, and as a candidate especially, to help people understand why a vote for you matters and what you intend to do with it, where you stand on a certain topic or subject. And I think it's important for people to know that you will be in council talking about housing, talking about discretionary budgets, talking about potholes, talking about service delivery for the people around you. And at the same time that, you know, the public representation and political parties that make up the council, you know, that is going to be very important. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we as an open data initiative would really like to see institutions like the IEC, and we're very supportive of the fact that there is at least this data available through PDF. What we would love to see is, and would love to support and work with, is the IEC releasing this data in more open formats. There is an API that the IEC is working on and has available, which, again, an API is not something I think a usual, or, you know, like a person without a computer science degree can use. So, I mean, we're seeing, you know, work by IEC and others to put that information out there. But I think, you know, and then I think finally, as residents and citizens, we should be demanding more. And it concerns me that, you know, there's a level of giving up or apathy when there's so many barriers to finding out about, you know, this or thinking around the historical lines or the parties that can put themselves in your faces. So I think, you know, ideally you would really like to see candidates Because when you go onto the app, it allows you to do, so it's at mycandidate.opencitieslab.org, and it allows you to click on a public search of that candidate. So it takes you to what you would, you know, a Google search would see. And I think what's great to see is some candidates have information out there, maybe track records and those sorts of things. But so many have not put that out there. And that shows me that, you know, they're not feeling the need necessarily to represent themselves to voters, which is concerning.
I'm very heartened that there are some communities around this city here in Cape Town who are taking up that baton of active citizenry. It is community organizations, it is ratepayers associations that are in fact asking and providing platforms for candidates to say, you know what, we can't have town hall, so let's set up a Zoom link. And then you come on the Zoom link and you give your pitch. And I think that we've often, particularly for local government elections, we try and see too much of a complete picture, and we don't narrow down into essentially what are street-based issues. Even our media, we are unable to zoom down on essentially ward-based issues because we're largely top-down. And I think I'm very heartened that platforms like this, as well as individual communities who say, candidates, put your pitch to us, because we're unlikely to get that in our radio stations. Maybe we'll get it in some community radio stations. Maybe we'll get it on some community-based newspapers. But largely, we ignore what is essentially ward-level debates between candidates that need to happen.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'd be very encouraged by stories that we're hearing back as a result of putting this out there. That, as you say, I mean, I know that OBSID have been doing debates between potential representatives. I know that across the country, I've seen, whether it's WhatsApp groups, as you say, Zoom town halls. It makes me really excited. I mean, I think that, you know, we're not doing this. We're doing this because we want to be part of the conversation and we want to remove those barriers. But, you know, as you say, across the country, there are really encouraging initiatives happening to connect people to their potential representatives. And long may that, like, be empowered, and long may that have to become more and more a factor in getting voted into office. You know, what we're trying to work on right now with this is just making sure, you know, there's some people have reported, you know, missing data or anything like that. We're investigating. We're trying to make sure that this information is as accurate to what the IEC has put out as possible. We're working on a WhatsApp version of this, you know, to try and really completely reduce the digital divide barriers as much as we can. So, you know, also around language. So WhatsApp number that you can SMS to get, I mean, you can send to get the same information back, not even needing to go onto a mobile browser or anything like that. I think that there's a lot that we can do. And so, I mean, I think while, you know, there's a lot we should be expecting, I'm quite excited about the possibilities, and I think we should be hopeful. And that could be a good place to be after the 2 years that the country and I think the world has had right now.
A lot of people asking for how do we incorporate the track record of particularly our councillors, their voting patterns within a council, or whether their particular sub-council has spent budgets, etc. That takes a lot of behind-the-scenes work, almost at a council level, to try and collate all that data. But I think that's something that we really need to start developing. Richard?
Yes, I agree, Alyssa. Our team and collaborators are talking quite substantially about where it goes. And I mean, we have been working in this space for 7-8 years. This is not the result of sort of a once-off shot. But, you know, the work that we're doing in community and with collaborators is all around trying to make information more accessible, to promote informed decision-making, to understand how to build inclusion and participation. So we're keen to see how we can make council minutes more available. For example, decisions that were made, representation made by your representative, did they go to meetings? There are good resources out there. Parliamentary Monitoring Group and People's Assembly have for a long time been working with putting out information on your existing councillor and how to get in touch with them. And I think it's that, you know, there was that dynamic around, we want this to be equal representation. We want it to be from a public source, you know. The work that NGOs will do and can do only goes, and residents only goes so far.
Richard Gevers. He's the founder and director of Open Cities.